This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. One of the top cops on Wall Street isn't a federal official. He's Eric Schneiderman, the attorney general for the state of New York. And right now, he's got his eyes on the big credit rating agencies and the role they may have played in the financial crisis. Eric Schneiderman joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Now, one of the things that's happened, and this is not about you, but investigations and lawsuits in general, especially against the banks, is that they tend to end in settlements rather than going to trial, which means the banks end up paying money but not admitting any guilt. Do you think there's a problem with that?
Well, this is the way our legal system is structured, and there are really two competing goals here. One is accountability, and that's certainly one of our key goals. We want the people who brought about the worst crash since the Great Depression to be held accountable for their conduct. But the other is getting relief to the people who are injured.
Fair enough. But there are a lot of people out there who would think it would send a nice, strong message if somebody were to go to jail after what happened.
I have no argument with that point of view. I think it depends on the jurisdiction you have. It depends on the statute of limitations. There are a variety of factors. But we certainly have more of a commitment and a commitment at a higher level than we ever have had to trying to do justice in this area. And, I think you will see more cases being brought in the months ahead.
Finally, do you think the institutions that surround your office in Lower Manhattan have changed their ways in a significant enough way since the financial crisis?
Well, that's a big question. And it's I do think there still is a lot of room for improvement. I think, unfortunately, the net is that the banks are more concentrated than ever, that the potential for bailout is still there.
You think the potential for bailout is still there?
Oh, and it's absolutely still there. Look, the notion that is sort of embodied in the law that has been passed of a systemically important financial institution, a SIFI, the whole idea is that this is so important they should have a different set of rules than a smaller institution. And that's something I just don't buy. So this is something that, as far as weighing in on the rulemaking process and on hoping for additional legislation at the federal level, this is something I'm engaged in also.
Additional beyond Dodd-Frank?
Dodd-Frank is a work in progress. There will be more legislation. So I come out of private practice representing securities firms. I understand the mentality on the street, and I tell my friends on the street, you will never get back the confidence of the small investors until you get rid of this idea that this is an insider's game. And I think it's in everyone's long-term interest to clear this all up.
Eric Schneiderman, the Attorney General of the State of New York, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
And if you've got questions or comments about anything you hear on the Marketplace Morning Report, we encourage you to go to marketplace.org and click on the link that says Contact. You can also reach out to us on Twitter at Marketplace APM. I'm on Twitter at Jeremy Hobson, and we're on Facebook at APM Marketplace.